Cisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Yeah, she's a murderer. She's probably wanted in three counties by now.
Yeah. Yep. I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know how you are even doing the show this morning, knowing you've killed an innocent little rabbit.
Little bunny Foo Foo.
Oh, don't give it a name.
Yeah.
You Peter. Took its life.
Petey.
Petey?
Yeah.
You called him Petey, huh? Oh, Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, but a little city bunny.
I thought that was the sound it made. Petey, Petey, Petey.
Oh.
No.
Well, someone texted in, Dez, did you see this? They just took the exit off 280. This was early around 6:30, and they said, Dez got the rabbit big time. There's just a big red spot and a clump of fur.
No.
Oh, you.
It was a very, very big thud.
All that's left of Peter is his cottontail.
Hey, what if it was pregnant?
No, it was really little. No. It wasn't pregnant. No. Oh. I mean, it wasn't like a baby. It just seemed like it maybe it was a teenager. Oh,
sounds like you got a real good look at that thing when you hit it.
Because it looked at me and my eyes were like, no.
Oh.
Don't. And I was like, no, run, little guy.
When you hit it, did you hear the song, In the Arms of an Angel?
No.
It's so sad. I feel for you. I hate that when it happens when you take out nature. I hate it so much, especially a little bunny. They're so cute, even though they chew up our yards and they destroy trees. True. You know what? You probably did a good thing.
No.
Someone's garden was probably being eaten to pieces, so that's probably good. I had a bird that really took a gamble.
Oh.
Continued to stay where he was, and then he's like, oh, crap, this is not good.
She ain't good.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Okay, I better get flying. Holy moly.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's coming faster than I thought.
Oh.
And he caught the edge of my car, and I watched him, and he went froom, froom, froom.
Oh, no, the old roll.
Caught him right on his rear, and the poor little birdie, he didn't kill him, and he recovered, but he was like, whoo. That was a close call.
He's like, my rear is smoking.
Yeah. Oh, man. So anyway, Dez, just pay more attention, huh?
I did pay attention. I saw it, but what was my other option? To just go off the road?
Did you not see the bunny's blinker? It was trying to get on 280, and you took it out.
What was he doing on the highway?
Nothing now. You ruined it.
Really? Are people trying to help you get stupid slushies again?
Yes, but this is something I believe you would support.
Oh, my God.
You see the picture. I sent it to you, Ryan.
Yeah. Yes.
It is a quick frozen smoothie cup, and you take any liquid you want. Right? No, Ryan, trust me.
Smoothie is healthy.
You will like this. It's any liquid, Des. You pour it in there. You freeze the cup. You pour the liquid in there, and then you squeeze the cup, and it turns into an ice drink.
Yep.
$23.99.
It's exercise, too, because he squeezes a cup. Squeeze a cup.
And I've got a lot of tension. I can squeeze a cup.
I've only been dead against you having a slushy icy machine at your house because I know you'll just let it sit there and it'll get gross and it won't get cleaned.
Ugh.
and it's just pure sugar and that's the last thing you need right now.
That's true.
You know,
that is true.
Yeah, but that's all. This, I mean, okay, if you're that excited for it.
I don't know why. I just am a fan of any beverage being turned into an ice
you
form.
Have a blender, dude.
Don't you? Do you have a good one?
I do.
So what are you doing?
I just thought the cup would be great.
Why do you want to buy more crap?
I don't necessarily want to buy more crap.
Use the blender.
But now I'm dirtying two things with the blender and with the cup that I'm going to pour into the cup.
You could take that $23 and put it in your savings account.
It's $23.99, and you know I'm not going to do that.
Okay, that's true.
Okay, well, good luck with your slushy cup.
I thought you'd be excited about this.
No, it's just more junk you don't need, my friend.
It's true.
And you get excited. You'll use it once and you'll never use it again.
Kind of like a lot of the things you
get. Not everything I have.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. I'm just saying there are other things in my home that I use more than once, Ryan.
But why do you have that pervy look on your face?
Yes, super creepy.
I just
not everything
said,
I have.
Not everything
like,
I have.
Like what? Give an example.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you an example.
Your blow-up girlfriend?
Yes. Yes, my blow-up girlfriend.
Oh, don't. Please, you don't have one of those, do you?
No, I do not. Hand to God.
Okay.
Hand to God, I don't. I don't.
Okey-dokes.
Do you want me to take you on a tour of my home so you can see that there's no...
Ugh.
Okay. Fine.
He'll hide his dolls in his closet.
His sex dungeon.
You know that I would never buy a rubber doll. A plastic one, though.
Oh, yeah.
Lamar, just kidding. You're so easily gullible.
Oh, man. I just don't know with you.
Well, you never want to go with a doll when there's fleshlights. I'm just kidding.
Oh!
Oh!
I'm not Jack for the first time.
Oh, you know you have that.
I don't. I swear. That is way too big.
Ew. What's happened to you?
You used to be
this sweet, nice, innocent, lovable guy, and now you're just the Josie Grossy guy.
I don't know. It's just funny to get your reactions. Oh. It's just become such a challenge.
But you always know all those things so quickly.
Because it's not like I don't
see Let's move on.
Okay.
I don't want to hear any more about it. I know that Des had a wardrobe malfunction. Oh. I haven't heard about this, but where was this? Did you toss a jug or what?
Okay, this is so embarrassing.
What?
It was hot yesterday, so we're like, oh, let's go down to, you know, the St. Croix. Let's go down to the beach. There's other families down there as well. Mm-hmm. I'm holding River. I'm in a swimsuit. Not super comfortable in a swimsuit right now, but I'm, whatever, it's hot. I'm holding him, and I decide, ooh, it is warm. I'm just going to go for a quick swim. So I'm going to hand River off to Taylor.
Yep.
I take River. And he is having none of, or take River, and he's having none of it. His hand is on my swimsuit, like right in the front, and he gets a death grip on it. So when I quick try to hand him off to Taylor, he pulls my swimsuit and my entire left boob fell out.
And then Taylor's like, well, I've seen it. Now I need a quick hump.
Come on. No, somebody hold our baby.
Oh, one of my like neighbor friends was like, oh! And I was like, oh my God. Oh, she's like, well, he wasn't letting go, was he? I'm like, no, I hope that you and maybe just the mom saw that because that was full left boob.
How far down in the river did it roll?
That's my good boob, though.
Did it just kind of tuck out and take a tumble?
No, it didn't.
You said everything goes down the river, so I just assume somebody way down there's like, ma'am, we found the remains of your boob. I'm going to lasso it back to you. Hold on.
Oh, wow.
No, it just plopped out, and then I plopped her back in.
I love that you said that was your good boob. Is the other one's not very good?
Is the other one the chewed up one?
No, I mean, it's just always been my preferred boob.
Which one, left or right?
Left.
Your left?
My left.
Your left is the preferred one.
Yeah, I think the right one is a little bigger. Because they're just, nothing is perfect, you know? The right one's just a titch bigger. The left one, I prefer the nipple on that side.
Yeah. Oh, it's the nip you like.
It really is.
So you have different nips?
Well, no.
Sometimes some people do.
No, it's not different. I don't know. It's always just seemed a little better.
It's just like the ace.
Yeah, if there's going to be a boob I'm going to like put out there, like it'll be the lefty.
You know the areola is like a dinner plate.
No, it's really not. But no, thank you for asking. The areola doesn't get chewed on. It's only nipple, you weirdo.
I can see River, though. He's a hungry boy. He can just keep eating until he's done.
Des, he hasn't been around one in a while.
What was that?
So
sound a little drunk.
He wouldn't know.
That's true.
Yeah, so
I would never nurse on one as an adult, so you're right. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
You leave what I do with those Dale Street hookers alone. That is a sacrilegious thing to talk about.
Okay. Oh, all right. I don't know what happened to the podcast today. I apologize to all of our listeners in Antarctica.
That is crazy.
Oh, it's just so stupid.
If you missed the show this morning, we have a listener from Antarctica who I would assume must be a part of a scientific crew down there, and they streamed the show this morning. They were downloading our podcast. People in Antarctica listen to us. That's insane to me.
No, one person in Antarctica.
Well, I'm sure there are more. I mean, they all live together in a compound. It was 50 below zero. They're not out walking around.
That's true.
Going out to dinner.
Not a lot of social distancing.
No.
Was it Friday morning there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Just wild. And listeners texted in to say, I listened to the podcast from San Francisco, from New York, from North Carolina, Florida, Iowa, South Dakota. Amazing.
That's so fun.
Yet noticeably absent, Montana and Arizona. Isn't that interesting, Des?
Every now and then, I think maybe if I call my mom, she'll say something like, cool show today, or, well, that was fun. No, I think she doesn't even know what I do.
She's like, April. Oh, well, hey, Desiree.
Do you know what you do?
Actually, no. I really don't. They probably are surprised I have a job that I'm doing this. They're like, you talk.
Are you surprised you have a job?
Is this a trick question?
They're like, God, how have you made it this far?
Yeah, how have you made it this far?
I don't know.
Some good boyfriends.
What does it have to do with here?
Oh boy,
I don't know. I don't know how I'm here.
Yeah,
I just feel like you're that person that's been here so long they can't get rid of.
I hope so.
And so now they're just kind of like, well, I mean, we can't let her go.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we've slowly moved her farther down the hall. She's moved from this studio to that studio, and now she is so far down at the end of the hall, I can't even see where you're at.
Ryan, I think your dreams have come true. Finally.
Oh.
I don't have to hear that tiny little toe tapping for 4 hours every morning.
Oh my God, it's tapping right now.
I bet it is.
Shaking.
Oh my gosh, that or the sound of her walking in and out of the room with the slap of her sandals.
You know what's funny? I talk to myself when I'm by myself, but I don't, you know, my annoying hums and my clicks and my I don't do that. I don't do that alone. I think it's a nervous twitch.
I'm pretty sure Ryan would definitely not like the... You talking to yourself, coming up on what's trending. Is the state of the world going to be okay? Who knows? Find out next with Des on Trending. That's coming up in 3.5 minutes after George Ezra. Nope, George Ezra. Son of a B. And what's the name of the show? I always forget to say the name of the show. But it's coming up next. And George Clooney's got some sort of fun drink he's going to mix up with his tequila. And it's going to be super fun. Coming up next. Dude, I gotta try it again. God dang it, I suck.
You'd think I'd be better.
You would.
With all my practicing.
You're great.
Well, let's see. TikTok is doing some very strange songs. I'm not on TikTok, but I get to hear enough about it that they have weird songs like window washing songs and stuff.
So they do these videos, and you see everybody making these silly videos of dancing or whatever.
Yes.
Well, they have the mirror challenge, which is so dumb. You have the song playing, and then you wipe the song or the dirt away from your mirror, and you're in a different outfit.
I love it.
A dancing one, or all these stupid things, and now they've made now that's what I call music, but for those.
New from What the Hell Was That Song Records, it's the very best of TikTok, like the cleaning mirror song.
Wipe. Wipe it down. Wipe.
You'll get the one that makes you smile. The tongue mumble. The Tourette's. Pew, 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 and more.
Pew, pew, pew.
Now you can have all your favorite songs from videos you've seen 1,000 times, but don't know their names. All on one download. What the Hell Was That Song Records? Get yours today before copyright infringement deletes everything you love.
All that does is make me thankful I'm not on TikTok.
That last one is so annoying. It's it's like the Cinderella moment where you sit there and you're like, do-do-do-do-do, and then that... like heavy bass hits, and then you're in like your badass outfit and you can't do any wrong. I'm like, wow, we're taking a lot of time with these TikTok videos.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just can't do it.
I can't either. I mean, I look sometimes, but I'm not participating.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
Probably right. For TikTok good.
Yeah. No, we don't need you TikToking out there, Des.
I just love to TikTok.
You could start the shoulder roll on TikTok.
Oh, what if that became a thing?
No, like, then they'll call it Tik Flop. If you become a part of it, it's over.
That's only if she's at the beach, it's Tik Flop.
Only on Wednesday or Wednesday nights.
Okay, best song of 2020 so far. What do you say? What do you think? I'm going to vote My Boyfriend, Harry Styles, Adore You. Thanks.
I think Billy Joe Armstrong busting out Think We're Alone Now. Okay. I think that song busted out for everybody.
Des?
God, I don't know. I feel like there hasn't been anything that has just really grabbed me since the beginning of the year.
Well, that might explain why this song was chosen number one.
If you don't want to see me dancing with somebody.
Dua Lipa?
I like it.
How awful.
Oh, I like the song, but it's not the best song.
I do. I don't dislike the song, but not the song of the year.
Well,
hold on.
Don't show up. Don't come out.
It's the social distance song.
Yes.
Don't come out. Don't show up. Don't start caring about me now. Walk away. Well, you know how.
For an example, the second place song was Fiona Apple.
Oh.
If that doesn't speak volumes to 2020, I don't know what does.
Well,
no, that's not good.
It is Spin Magazine.
Oh.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they're credible, I guess.
Are they?
I guess. I don't
know. Why would you say that? What makes them credible?
They're Spin Magazine. They've
okay,
got
what does that mean?
They've got people who... Rolling Stone has put out far worse things than them, and they're credible.
Are they?
Yeah.
According to who?
Well, Rolling Stone is what people go to.
They do? Do you go to Rolling Stone?
I do. That's how I found out the song.
Well, so somebody goes there.
I feel like it's credible. Maybe I'm not credible. I don't know.
Whoever said you're credible?
I don't even know anymore.
How do you have this job?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, me either. I'm baffled.
Well, you hired us. So this is all back on you. Damn it.
Oh, my gosh. It's all your fault, Rizzy.
So you may not know why we're here, but it's your fault.
It is. I take full responsibility for this as well.
Everybody's got their number.
Did you get their magic number?
Some are pretty high, others a bit lower.
Donuts are the best thing in the world.
But now you'll find out exactly what our numbers are with everybody's favorite number game about numbers.
What is your number?
What's your number on Crisco, Dez, and Ryan? Let's play.
Oh, this is fun. Okay, it's a new game I found online. I'll throw out a topic. You tell me how I ranked it. What number did I assign to this? 1 being terrible, 100 being awesome. Your in-laws staying at your place for more than a week.
Oh.
In-laws staying at your place for more than a week. Yeah. What's my number? I have to assign a number value to this.
Okay.
And I'll say it is a... God. I'm processing the fact that they could be listening to this podcast.
I was just wondering that.
I'll be honest. I would never lie to Bim and Greg. I will say, you know what? Because I'm going to say what I think they would say about me staying at their place for more than a week.
Okay. Okay. Can I go then? I'm going to jump in. I'm going to say you love them dearly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 32 because anybody staying at your house for over a week would grade on you and it would be tough.
Good point.
Okay. I know that you love them, but you don't love visitors. Like, it doesn't matter. It could be the freaking queen.
Yeah.
And it's not, that's not what you like. You like your own space and you like time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a 15.
15?
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Because it's more than a week. You enjoyed the week, but anything after that is no thank you.
Yeah. Dez, your in-laws staying at your place for more than a week would be very, very difficult. But you're right. If it's anybody, it'd be difficult, especially mm-hmm. now in a small apartment.
Right.
I gave it a 50, though.
Whoa. 50.
Okay. Because I feel like it could go either way. It's all on the mood, the vibe. Mm-hmm. Were there any fights?
Yeah.
And if we're getting along, like I took my in-laws on their first cruise of their life, and we went to the Caribbean and had an absolute blast. It was really, really fun. Vaughn and I got into a lot of fights. But with my in-laws, it was great.
Okay, so see, that's I like that, 50-50.
Yeah, so it feels like, you know what, if we're having fun, it could be good. If it's not so great, it could be miserable.
So maybe vacation is one thing. You're with them somewhere tropical and having a blast. At your own house, though?
Okay, Crisco, what's your number?
Okay, my question is requiring fat people to buy 2 seats on a plane. Let me go ahead and write my number
down. Okay, Dez, go ahead. What do you think on that? Where's his number with that?
Requiring is the word I'm questioning.
Yep.
I think you enjoy 2 seats on a plane because who wouldn't? Having your own space. I'm going to say your number is 80.
80. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll go complete opposite. I'm going to say 15. You enjoy a whole row to yourself. You enjoy a first class seat if you can get it. And you don't feel like you should have to be required to buy the second seat.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm giving you a 15.
Okay. Ryan is correct. It's a 25. and it is. Nobody should be required to do anything. It's already bad enough. Let me just tell you, I know that most people who are skinny on a plane will go, oh God, here they come. Oh boy, please let's hope that buffalo's not coming into my row. I got the middle seat open. Oh no, he's coming. It's not pleasant to be the big person on a plane either.
Of course
because
not.
You know, and this isn't like, I'm preaching. I'm just saying, it's not like a big person gets on a plane. They're like, yes, 2 skinny people. I'm going to piss them off.
Mm-hmm.
You're already going on there embarrassed, and you're already going on there, especially if you're required to buy 2 seats. That's
but no one knows. Yeah.
But nobody
we don't know.
Knows. Well, no, they will when the other person doesn't come.
No, they just think that no one showed up.
Or they think that you snuffed them out.
I would never, ever in a million years think you bought 2 seats.
Or you think really they wouldn't. Had them as a snack.
I would think you bought 3.
Because you're sitting on the other person.
You're like,
did you go halfsies on that seat? Because you're half on their lap. Okay, Dez,
true.
Okay. What's your number? I got the point on that one.
Yes.
Who got the last point?
I did.
Crisco, I'm the one who doesn't have a point, so I'm losing because now it's my turn. So that's fine. Mine is sex with someone super hot, but they're really stupid.
Oh.
What's my number on that?
Ooh. Oh, well, Dez, I can say, has had some very hot boyfriends who were really stupid, and they were really, really good looking, and I'm going to say that you don't have a problem with that, You don't want to be in a long-term relationship with them, but, I mean, a little hot makeout sesh, that's okay. So I'm going to say you're going to be an 85.
Okay.
Oh, you're going 85. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to do Price is Right style reverse.
You son of a B.
And I'm going to go with an 86.
God, I hope it's 84.
To cover myself because I know you were a big fan of it. I know you're a big fan of it.
Well, who's not a fan of hot dudes?
But, yeah.
But come on. There's that 14-point gap for you not liking the fact that they were dumb.
Well, I will tell you, you don't have to talk to somebody when you're making out with them.
Oh.
Hey, I'm just going to lay it out. It's just real. And it's 90%.
Yes! Damn it! Yes!
Because you don't have to even date them again or anything. A quick makeout doesn't hurt.
Oh, your number's 90, and I totally priced it.
You totally did. I was like, Ryan, yeah. You know me. And then, whoopsies.
Great.
But anyways, there was this one guy I met. He was in... his body was painted. I met him at a bar.
Jeez.
He was so beautiful, but man, just a box of rocks.
Is this the one I know?
No, this is a different one.
A different one? His body was painted. He must have been like a sculpture.
Yeah, he was a model at this thing.
Oh, jeez.
Coffee table book of all the dudes dead.
Oh, tried to go on a date with him, though. Oh, yeah. Not good.
Just sit there and look pretty.
Okay, I will.
You're fine. Actually, go home.
Oh.
Don't call me.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Bye. Hey.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.